This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joining our reporters in Cleveland in this hour. Before we do, I want to give you some other news outside of the Republican convention. We have news that, this is via the Drudge Report, 123,000 Venezuelans are crossing the border looking for food. See, I guess they're running out of dogs and cats to hunt down in the streets. That's the fruit of government-controlled economies, what Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are selling us, what many in the Republican Party are selling us. It's not what Donald Trump is selling us at this time. Hopefully he will not try to sell that to us. But look, you have to understand, and I've pointed this out, Bernie Sanders, even though he opposed the trade treaty, that was the Trans-Pacific Trade Treaty when he was running, but of course now he has fallen in line behind Hillary Clinton and Goldman Sachs and the rest of them. He has basically betrayed all of those principles. But at the same time, he was right on some issues like that and some of the civil liberties issues. He was also a thoroughly unreconstructed socialist, somebody who still had not realized what was going on in Central and South America. He had not learned anything in 30 to 40 years. He had gone down to Nicaragua. He had praised the Sandinistas and that revolution down there. And he still could not bring himself to see the fruit of government command control economies. The idea that they can give you things for free. No, they can't. Eventually, what happens is you run out of other people's money, as Margaret Thatcher pointed out. And they have long since run out of other people's money in Venezuela. It happens in these poorer countries more quickly than it does in European countries because they don't start with as much wealth to begin with. Now, what's happening there, reported by the AP, is that, again, over 100,000 Venezuelans, I estimate about 123,000, some of whom drove through the night in caravans, crossed into Colombia over the weekend to hunt for food and for medicine that was in short supply at home. This is not anything that's new either. We reported about 3 years ago, in 2013. It was Bloomberg bragging about the fact, the Wall Street Bloomberg bankers were bragging about the fact that Hugo Chavez's successor, his socialist successor, understood that the banks came first. The banks came before food, before water, before medicine for the people of Venezuela. And they said, it still remains a really good deal for us to invest in Venezuela. We've gotten about 700% return on investment because these guys put us first. So you have to understand that Wall Street and the people's governments of these socialist countries, the people's governments like Bernie Sanders and even Elizabeth Warren, they are not polar opposites of each other. They're quite comfortable working hand in glove with each other. They go on to point out that Venezuela's government closed all crossings a year ago in order to crack down, as they put it, on smuggling along the border with Colombia. They said it complained that speculators were causing shortages by buying up subsidized food and gasoline in Venezuela, taking them to Colombia where they could be sold for far higher prices. Yeah, well, that hasn't been the case for quite some time. Because for quite some time, for at least 3 years, even before they closed the border, they had food, water, and medicine shortages. So it's simply a lie by the Venezuelan communists, as we see happening over and over again. Meanwhile, our government continues to lie to us. This is another story that's up on the Drudge Report about genetically modified food. This is what we've been telling you for a very long time. Americans are buying gene-edited food that is not labeled GMO. You understand, of course, that when we talk about something being genetically modified, and I still think that there's a lot of people in the American public that don't understand the difference between selective breeding and transgenic modification, where they go in and they actually edit the genes, splicing in different, completely different animals, or splicing in plant genes into animals or animal genes into plants, even mixing across the plant and animal kingdoms, creating these kind of Frankenstein monsters. But of course, both the Republicans and the Democrats have given us the DARK Act, which says that you're not going to be allowed to have labeling laws in your state, in your local area, so that you can know what's in your food. Of course they're deceiving you. and even brag about it. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with more reports from Cleveland.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin. Of course, our crew and Alex Jones are at the convention at the RNC convention in Cleveland. Today, there has been the America First rally. It's going on right now, the Unity Rally. We heard Alex Jones speak earlier. Right now, we have Roger Stone speaking at the rally. We're going to pick up that audio live. Here's Roger Stone speaking at the Unity Rally in Cleveland.
Real fundamental change to America. And in Mike Pence, we have a man who understands the role of the vice presidential candidate. It's a supporting role. It's a role to support the man at the top and his agenda. And the number one agenda, other than dealing with terrorism in this country, is to rebuild the prosperity and opportunity of the American people. Amen. Mike Pence is a job creator. Amen. Donald Trump is a job creator. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton think jobs are created by the federal government. And they will foster policies that have killed jobs in America. NAFTA, TPP, these phony globalist trade deals that have sucked the jobs and the spirit from the American people. It is my great honor to have been preceded today by my friend Alex Jones. And as I told CNN this morning, better Alex Jones than his cousin Van Jones. Folks, I'm a giant fan of Infowars.com, and I see so many Hillary for Prison t-shirts out there. And I am just honored to be here with so many patriots. I want to say a special word about Tim Scilati Sr. and Kathleen Flaherty and the good folks at Citizens for Trump who had to go to federal court to knock down the gag rules to suspend our free speech rights. They didn't want us here today. And they still don't. And the Democratic machine, you can look across Cleveland. Take a look at the factories. They're closed. They're out of business. This is the legacy of Democratic leadership in this country. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't say a few words about Hillary Clinton.
Of course, this is the Unity Rally. This is Roger Stone speaking in Cleveland.
The Hillary Clinton you see on TV is not the real Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is a short-tempered, foul-mouthed, greedy, bipolar, mentally unbalanced criminal. Now, in the 1980s, when we had only ABC and NBC and CBS, you could suppress the truth from the American people. Today, we have the internet. We have talk radio. We have cable TV. We have Matt Drudge. We have truth tellers. And therefore, the truth can no longer be suppressed. And the American people do not know the facts about the Clintons. They don't remember Travelgate, where Hillary had veteran public servants arrested so she could give the travel business to her cronies in Arkansas and then lied under oath about it. They don't know about Vince Foster. They told us that he died in Fort Marcy Park, and his body was found 50 yards down a muddy trail. But there was no mud or dirt on his shoes. How do we know this? The FBI toxicology report. But there was carpet fiber all over his body. That's because they rolled him in a carpet. Hillary Clinton ordered that a guy named Sullivan and a guy named Kennedy, her hoodlums, her thugs, move his body because she feared that his office at the old executive office building where his death occurred would become a crime scene, and where the most sensitive papers that would prove the criminality of the Clintons would be subject to federal investigators.
And that's Roger Stone, and he's laying it out, and of course. He wrote the book on Hillary Clinton's crimes, as well as the crimes of the Bush family. We sell that at Infowars.com. That's Roger Stone speaking at the America First Unity Rally in Cleveland, Ohio. You heard Alex Jones speaking earlier. Exercising our First Amendment rights, and as Roger Stone was just saying, they got away with a lot of this before because there wasn't an internet to fact check them on. People couldn't research this stuff. And I thought it was interesting a couple of weeks ago when there was yet another case that paralleled exactly what was happening 20 years ago when Bill Clinton was running for re-election as president, and you had the Democrat National Committee as well as the Clintons involved in selling favors to Chinese businessmen and the Chinese government. And, of course, all those people, the Chinese people involved, Charlie Tree, many of them have now been involved in another scandal exactly 20 years later, exactly the same type of thing happening. And in the past, when Charlie Tree and these others turned state's evidence, as you would usually see that happening, turning the lower people and giving them immunity so that they would testify so that you get the bigger fish moving up the top. That works. That's the way it works always, except when it comes to the Clintons. And what we saw 20 years ago, they gave Charlie Tree immunity. He said, yeah, I sold influence. I bought influence from them. They were selling it to me and so forth and so on. They said, okay, fine, thanks. Thanks for letting us know. You're free to go, and no crimes against the Clintons. And that's what we're seeing now again. And it was interesting, I thought, as Roger Stone was talking about Vince Foster, as the FBI was starting to investigate this latest Clinton scandal with a Chinese businessman and Chinese government buying influence with the Clintons and with the Democrat National Committee, that one of the key figures just below Clinton, this is a very high-ranking UN figure, who was desperately seeking a plea bargain deal with the government, and he suddenly died in a weightlifting accident. He seemed to have dropped the bar on his neck and died from that. And his lawyer, interestingly enough, came out and said, oh, this is the Clintons didn't do this. This is not a Vince Foster type of thing. That was his lawyer saying that. Look, we all know what they've done. We can all find out what they've done. And it's just in everybody's face, as we saw with this email scandal, the fact that you would have the FBI director come out. And, of course, this is a guy who was also involved in the Whitewater whitewash, along with Loretta Lynch. FBI Director Comey was also involved in giving HSBC a pass when they got caught laundering money for drug cartels and for terrorists a second time. He and Loretta Lynch were involved in that, letting them go. So they're no stranger to letting the Clintons walk. They're no strangers to letting big banks escape prosecution. And I was just amazed, though, when he held that press conference, laid out all the felonies that she had committed, the many different times that he said that she had sent and received classified emails, and said, well, but nobody in their right mind would prosecute her, because you'd have to be crazy to try to send the Clintons to jail. They'll kill you, right? Or they'll kill your career at the very least. And then he said, oh, and don't you try this at home. Don't you think that this is going to set a precedent for you? You're not going to get away with this because you're not the big guy. Are we going to live in a country like that? That is the essence of a dictatorship, of a corrupt government, when the people at the top can do anything they want, and they can flaunt it in your face. You know, we talked to Lionel about it, and of course, he kind of leans left on a lot of issues, but he is still for the rule of law. And he said, it's not enough for the Clintons to violate the law. They have to do it in a way to flaunt their violation. That's the only thing they seem to get satisfaction from. I mean, many times we've talked to him about these Supreme Court decisions, which are nothing but judicial activism. We saw Ruth Bader Ginsburg come after Donald Trump and say that wade into the political field. So they've maintained this pretense in the past, and the mask has come off now. The pretense has been that the Supreme Court and the courts are legal referees. They are nothing of the sort. You understand, don't you, that they are nine politically appointed judges. They are political activists. They don't even care what the arguments are for the rule of law. If they like a particular thing, if they like the Second Amendment, or if you know, the right to keep and bear arms or whatever, they will. They don't really look at the legal arguments for it. If they like gay marriage, they will say we're going to make gay marriage legal. They don't try to find a constitutional basis for it. They're very open about the fact that they don't believe that we should look at the Constitution. They think that it's an outdated document. They think that it's not relevant what the words actually say, or what the original intent was. It's what they would like for society to be. So they are judicial activists. And that's the fundamental problem that we have, is that the people on the left are judicial activists. And so we saw this with Ginsburg coming out and criticizing Donald Trump, and even the Washington Post, which has thoroughly lost its credibility this election cycle. I mean, it has in the past been very obviously left-leaning, but now they're not even trying to even keep a pretense of objectivity. Even they came out and said she's gone too far. And she even apologized after a couple of days for speaking her mind, for taking the mask off, because they have to try to keep up the pretense that they are legal referees when they are really just judicial activists. And that's one of the fundamental issues that the American public needs to get its head around, is that we do not have a system of government that even remotely reflects the Constitution. We've had the elected representatives that we have in Congress turn over power to the president, turn over power to the Supreme Court, and mostly turn over power to an unelected, unaccountable bureaucracy that writes our laws, sets the penalties, makes them draconian, and says it doesn't matter, you don't get any due process because this is a civil action. It's not a criminal action, so you don't get your day in court. That's what we have today. We have an out-of-control bureaucracy. We have allowed this to happen. And as I'm looking at this Turkish coup that's going on, and I see the European Union foreign policy chief warn Turkey, this is no reason to abandon the rule of law. Do they need to have a reason to abandon the rule of law? Apparently not in the United States, not even in Europe. So we're going to come back. When we come back, we're going to talk to our reporters as well as take a look at some developments that came out of this attack in Nice.
Your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We've all been taught that when you die, and if you're good, you go to heaven. What if you found out that when you die, you don't go to heaven, but you sleep in the grave and await a resurrection? We built a website for the curious. It's called thebiblesaysthat.org. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. Thebiblesaysthat.org dismantles misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own way, your own answers straight from the Bible. Find out who's really in heaven at thebiblesaysthat.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
I say I shot the sheriff, but that clearance was in safety fair. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Wright in studio, and we have our reporters, and Alex Jones in Cleveland at the RNC. They're going to be joining us later. Before we go back to them, I want to play a clip of Sheriff Clark talking to Don Lemon. This is a pretty heated exchange about the recent police shootings, we had two of them. Let's play that clip.
Anti-police rhetoric is based on a lie. There is no data, and you know this, there is no data, there is no research that proves any of that nonsense. None. Even
you'd have to be more specific about what data and what nonsense you're talking about.
That law enforcement officers treat black males different than white males in policing in these urban
there
centers.
There is data that's...
There is not data.
The president spoke about it. Cedric Alexander,
who is law enforcement officer. The president has been lying about it. He said it again the other day when he said black males are 2 times more likely to be shot by a law enforcement officer than white males. Don, that is a lie.
That is not a lie.
It is a lie. Yes. Show me.
Research.
Show me.
The research that we have from the Washington Post.
The Washington Post debunked that nonsense. He also said
there's also research.
He continues.
A Harvard professor that also showed that black people are treated more aggressively by police officers.
No, you are wrong in your interpretation of that Harvard study, because I read the study. That's not what he said. He said he was surprised to find that
in shootings of the most severe in shootings that he found no evidence that there was a difference.
Right, so we also, go back and forth again. And what this illustrates to me is the dueling statistics. You can twist statistics to say anything you want. Okay, you can play games with numbers, you can couch these numbers. I remember when they want to raise the sales tax in places where I've lived. When they say they'd have a 5% sales tax, and they say, we're going to raise sales tax by a penny. It's like, oh, well, gee, who could oppose that? That's such a trivial amount, okay? But if you got a 5% sales tax, and you're going to raise it to 6%, that's a 20% increase in sales tax, okay? So you can play your numbers games any way that you want to cut it. And, you know, really, they're both right to one degree or the other. The sheriff is saying, look, there's more white people that are killed by police. The fact that you have, when you normalize it to the population, you have about 2.5 times more black people killed by police. But that doesn't even speak to the fact of whether or not the people were killed unjustly, whether that was a justified killing, whether it was in self-defense. So that the statistics don't really tell you anything. Here is what I think tells you something, and this is what we talked about earlier today. The fact that this guy who shot these three cops, who actually shot six cops, three are dead, one is in critical condition, and two of the people that he shot were very much like him. And they had absolutely no connection to this killing that has still yet to be looked at in the courts. One of them was black like the shooter. Another was an ex-Marine like the shooter. And as his sister said, you know, we're getting to the point where no lives matter. And this cop, this black cop who was killed, who had a 4-month-old child, said, please don't let hate infect your heart. He said, I love this city, but I wonder if this city loves me. See, part of the problem is what we're asking the police to do. One of the things that we've not talked about in all of this is the war on drugs. We're asking the police to go around and use law enforcement as a tool to stop drug addiction. That's a medical issue. But what we have seen is for the last 40 years, this unconstitutional war on drugs. Understand, the alcohol prohibition that we had never targeted end users. And it was done legally. They had to amend the Constitution. Why do we have a constitutional amendment? To give them the power to prohibit alcohols. Because they don't have it under the Constitution otherwise. And we had another amendment to take away that power. But the whole time they did that, they didn't wage war on the end users. They went after the guys like Al Capone who were selling it, the gangsters. Okay. Now what they did under Reagan, they went after the end users. They took away private property rights with civil asset forfeiture, saying that your car or your plane or your home committed the crime. And they don't even need to find you guilty. They don't even need to charge you with a crime. They just take away your property. Where are the conservative Republicans on that? With one fell swoop, they took away your property rights. Don't you realize what they've done? Don't you realize that it's the war on drugs that's been behind the militarization of the police? We got an article on the Drudge Report talking about the soaring prison population prompts Thailand to rethink the fact that they lost the drug war. They have a prison population there that is 4 times what the other Southeastern Asian countries have. And they said it's not working. And they only have been in this for a decade. We have been in this for 45 years. And it's a UN agenda. The UN even created the schedule.
Can
we wake up? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
On the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun to return.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. I'm going to go back and talk about what is really behind, I believe, the problems with the police. I think we're asking the cops to do too much. I think we're asking them to do the wrong things. I think we're asking them to do it in the wrong way. I think we need more local control, not federalized control, not militarized police. I think we need to take a look at privatization. If you want to call in and sound off on that, what you think the problem is between the Black Lives Matter, George Soros, AstroTurf movement that has risen up here, and I would say it's really the only Black Lives Matter is what they're telling everybody. They're not really interested in reforming the police. Look, every institution needs to constantly either be improving or it's going to be constantly getting worse. And like all the other branches of our government, the police should not be above reform and improvement. And there are areas for improvement. That's not to say that any of these assassinations of the police are justified. They're not. They're not even connected to what's happened. I mean, they're not even trying to come after the people that they believe committed these crimes. I mean, this is just random acts of violence. It's directed at the police. It's also directed at white people. This is just nothing but racism and civil war that's being promoted by our president, by the Democratic Party, by Hillary Clinton, because that is the way they get power. Now, I want to take your calls. The number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Before we go back to the news and go to your calls, I just want to remind you that we still have the Hillary for Prison t-shirts. You can get it at InfoWarsStore.com. You saw a lot of the people at the America First Unity Rally there in Cleveland had their Hillary for Prison t-shirts. It's the same design you've seen flying behind the airplane this last several days in Cleveland. And you will see it featured at the Democrat Party in one way or the other, I'm sure, as well. There it is right there if you're watching the video feed. You can get that design on your shirt. You can fly that around. It cracks me up every time I see that. That's a great, great sign. I'm glad that Alex did that. And of course, it's your purchase of those t-shirts and the products that we sell that allow us to, send our reporters to these conventions to cover other live news outlets, as well as, it gives us the opportunity to, thank you with our specials from time to time. We have, put our premier product, our most expensive product, DNA Force, on sale. It's very expensive. As I point out before, BioPQQ, in the form that we get it, there's only one company that does that. It's very expensive to get it. It's about $30,000 per batch. And DNA Force is loaded with patented BioPQQ compound. It's backed by 175 clinical studies. You can do the research yourself. We can't connect the dots for you. We can't make any claims or draw any conclusions about products that we sell, but you can do the research. That's what the Internet is for. Look at these clinical studies. Look at what people say on InfoWarsLife.com, reviews about this product, about our other products that we sell. Decide for yourself if this is something that you need. It is very potent in antioxidant activity, many, many times more than you'll find in anything else, like any source of vitamin C or anything else. And again, it is 25% off. It's one of our premier products. It is a huge savings at that price, and we thank you for supporting us. Your purchase of our products is what funds our operation. We don't look at charitable contributions from people. We don't get government funding. We don't take outside advertisers who can shut off our revenue stream. We sell directly to you the best products that we can find and produce. And before I go to your calls, I want to finish up on what's going on in Thailand. Because I said before, the problem with what's going on in our police departments is that we don't have local control. We don't have enough accountability with the police, but we're also asking them to do the wrong things. I mean, why do we have a situation where the police in New York would choke to death a man who was selling individual cigarettes because it's a difference in the tax revenue that's there? Well, we've had situations. Look at New York as a very good example. We had Adrian Schoolcraft, who was a whistleblower cop, and he documented with a recording years of what he was being told, how they were giving him quotas, how they were telling him to harass people for minor violations so they could get money. They said when it was Halloween, they said, go out and arrest three people, bring them back, and then go out and get another three. We'll work out what the charges will be at a later time. He got that on recording, okay? Adrian Schoolcraft. This is the same town that had the stop and frisk laws where they could just stop you walking down the street and frisk you for no apparent reason, just searching for some kind of a violation. And when you come at people like that, it creates a friction. And eventually it creates violence that's not necessary, as we saw with Eric Garner. People get tired of it and the things begin to escalate, and then many times it ends in death or unjustified brutality. I mean, take a look at the other laws that they have in New York City, for example. For example, barbers could not smoke in their own barbershop because they made that illegal. So you had some barbers who would say, all right, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to go stand outside my barbershop and smoke on the sidewalk. Then the police fined them heavy fines for loitering in front of their own store. So what are you going to do? I mean, they got you coming and going. And what Adrian Schoolcraft pointed out with these recordings was they were encouraged to do these minor non-crimes so they could generate revenue. Meanwhile, when it came to something like car theft or rape, and they were called to the scene, they would tell somebody, well, you really don't want to prosecute this person for rape because they're going to drag you through the coals. You really don't want to go through this whole process of trying to process this car theft because it's going to take so much of your time. It's just going to destroy your life. It's going to cost you your job, or it's going to cost take time away from your business or whatever. So they would talk people out of prosecuting these things. They would say, well, you know, yeah, it really wasn't a stolen car. I forgot. I loaned it to my cousin or whatever. They really did that. Why would they do that? They would do that so they would look good on the FBI crime statistics. But they wanted the money, so they would hassle people endlessly over the minor violations. And when the cops in New York City found out that Adrian Schoolcraft, who was the son of a cop, he and his dad were as honest as you'll find anybody. These are real cops, and they punished him at first by putting him on a beat where he had to walk a neighborhood. He said, that's what I want to do. That's real police work. See, that's the way the police ought to be used, as a peace officer, as security guards, instead of somebody who is enforcing policy and grabbing fines like glorified meter maids. That's an abuse of the police by the city government. And the police chiefs are not elected by the people, unlike the sheriffs, okay? Now, when they found out about this, they went to his apartment. And he had a recording device on him again. And they said, oh, so you think you're really smart recording all this stuff and everything? And they searched him. They took that off of him. And they took him away and put him in a mental institution. Put him in a mental institution. Committed him to a mental institution. His dad, who was a cop, knew that he was having problems, started looking for him, couldn't find him for several days. And he found him because he went to his apartment and found a second recorder that was up on the bookshelf. And they didn't know about that one. And so that had the entire conversation that they weren't able to delete and destroy. And it gave him an idea. He knew then, at least, he didn't know which one they'd taken him to, but they knew that they'd taken him to a mental institution to put him away, just like they tried to kill Frank Serpico when he exposed corruption in the New York Police Department. And it's not just New York. This is something that is coming out of the federal government, and it's really something that is coming out of the war on drugs, which came from the United Nations. The United Nations created the entire schedule of the war on drugs. Can't conservatives understand that? Conservatives who are such diehard supporters of the war on drugs, can't you understand that incarcerating people, killing people, hitting them over the head with a stick is not going to stop drug addiction? It's a spiritual issue. It's a mental issue. It is a medical issue. It is not a law enforcement issue. When you make it a law enforcement issue, you corrupt this government and you don't get what you want. It just simply gets worse. And that's what's happened for 45 years. It was created, all the schedules that we have and all the drugs and all the schedules were created 10 years before Nixon declared the war on drugs and used it as a clone. Just as we see happening with Agenda 21, with the 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. The UN creates these templates. We see it also with ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council. They will create legislation as a template. Then they'll have a get-together at a swanky vacation resort and pull in Republican mostly, but also Democrat legislators. Give them the legislation and say, here it is. It's got a blank here where you fill in your name and the state, and this is the legislation that we want for business purposes, okay? This is a common thing. This is corruption, pure and simple. So how is this working out for Thailand? They're starting to get the idea. Unlike America, we've been doing this for 45 years. They've been doing it for 10 years. Here's a guy, 18 years old, when he was jailed for selling illegal drugs. Reuters reports now he's turning 30. He's not even halfway through his 33-year sentence at Bangkok's high-security prison. And his family said he was just a kid. He wasn't a big-time dealer, his older brother said. And he said this. He said, we are also serving time, waiting for him to get out so he can help the family. See, it destroys the families as well. And we're not even talking about the American government's involvement in creating heroin in Afghanistan. Afghanistan's production of heroin was down to a very small amount. It really had shrunk under the Taliban. Once we came in, started helping people to produce it, it has set new records every year. And it's now about 90% of the world's supply of that is coming out of the areas that we control, our CIA, just like we had the crack cocaine epidemic from the CIA, from the Reagan administration that was invented by the CIA and brought in. It was exposed by Gary Webb and Dark Alliance, how they did a war of drugs on the black community, on the rest of America with the crack cocaine epidemic. That was created to fund their secret wars by our secret government. But they go on. They say a decade after they've done this, The prison population is soaring. The difference is that they didn't go in and get some crony capitalists to agree to build all the prisons. All you people who think that Gary Johnson's against the war on drugs, you should take a look at what he did with private prisons and the war on drugs when he was governor of New Mexico. Okay, he was in on that rig, okay? Just like they have now jettisoned their principles of supporting the Second Amendment, and the Libertarian Party is simply interested in getting enough votes that they can get money from the federal government. When I was involved with the Libertarian Party, if a candidate said that he wanted to get federal matching funds, it was a disqualifying thing. Most of us in the Libertarian Party at that point would say, no thanks. You're violating our principles. They're violating their principles left and right now. They also talk about this. I mean, their prison conditions are even worse than ours. They've got a cell that's about 5 by 10, and they sleep 5 inmates in there side by side on the floor. Okay? But they have 4 times the number of people in prison as the average of the other Asian nations, and they have just said this. The world has lost the war on drugs, not only Thailand. Official with the Thailand government says, we have clear numbers that drug use here has increased over the past 3 years. Another indicator is that there's more prisoners. Okay, well, we have that same information, and we seem to be unable to connect the dots. We seem to be unable to connect the dots that when you create a war on the population, things are going to get violent. What do you think? We're going to have a war of drugs on the population for 45 years? Of course it's going to eventually get violent. That truly is the root of this, the fact that we are misusing our police, that we have absolutely no control, no accountability in the process, and we are not at all interested in how the Constitution applies to our liberties, to our due process. We've said for the sake of the war on drugs, we're just going to shut this down. Let's go to one of our callers. Let's go to Margaret in Ohio. Margaret. Go ahead.
Hello, Mark. Oh, sorry.
Oklahoma, yes.
Oklahoma. Sorry. Yes, I wanted to talk about Schaefer Cox.
Okay.
That our Department of Justice is totally, completely corrupt, not just a little, not just halfway, but completely corrupt. That Eric Holder pressured prosecutors to lie and cheat and break laws to put Schaefer Cox into prison. The FBI, did a lecture in Montana that's called The Solution to Reclaiming Liberty. And for that, and because, hello?
Yes, I'm listening. I'm not familiar with Schaefer Cox, so yeah, tell us about that story.
He was in Alaska, and he did a lecture in Montana called The Solution to Reclaiming Liberty. And the FBI didn't like that, and they didn't like that he was the leader of a 3,500-man militia in Fairbanks, Alaska. And so they tried to entrap him with a plot to kill police. Actually, they call them troopers in Alaska. But they tried to make a plot, and he kept saying no. And they have tapes of him saying no. But the prosecutors made up a myth that he had plotted to kill these police. And the kangaroo court was not allowed to hear any. The jury was not allowed to hear anything in his defense, and they put him into prison for 26 years. And he's been in prison 6 years now, and his case is so obviously illegal, it's completely beyond reason. Anybody who honestly reviews it would throw it out. But it's been 6 years. Nobody will stand up for him.
Well, and we see these kinds of cases over and over again. This is not an uncommon template. I'm not familiar with the specifics of Schaefer Cox. But just look at the situation that was a bit more well-known of Thomas Drake, who's one of the whistleblowers, and contrast that to what they did with Hillary Clinton. And I've talked about this before, how they went into, he was a whistleblower, they went into his apartment, they found some documents, none of which were classified. One of them was a schedule for a project that was finished. It didn't have any information on it. It was marked unclassified. They said, well, that should have been classified and you should have known it, so we're going to charge you with having a classified document. Another one was not classified. It was just like, what a success, and just talking in general terms about a project and that had finished, and it didn't have any specifics about what the project was about, and it was not classified. They classified it that day and charged him with a classification violation, and they declassified that 3 months later. Now, their case fell apart as they went to prosecution because it got press coverage. But, you know, this is a case where they invented charges against Drake, and they invented an excuse against Hillary Clinton when she did it by the thousands and did it deliberately. Went to a great deal of trouble to create this server, and they give her a pass. So, yeah, we do have two separate justice systems. Let me ask you this. You said that he got convicted. What do you think is the solution to this? Because I don't think we're going to be able to get the right people elected in Congress to do something about this. We've had these kinds of problems for a very long time. I think the problem, the solution to this problem is for people to understand jury nullification and start doing things at a local level. What do you think?
I think the solution is to shine a lot of light on it. People don't even know about Schaefer Cox. If people knew about it, they would be furious. Pastor Manning, he was interviewing Rudy Davis, and he was interviewing Rudy Davis of Austin about Schaefer, and he was really broken. He was really when he heard the details of the horrible things they did to this guy.
I'll look into it. I mean, we had a congressman, remember, who was tied up and transported around the country. They call it dieseling because he was coming after the IRS. That's the way this government is. They was right back.
Precious metals. The key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1151 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 1151 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 1151.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin. We're going to go back to our callers in just one moment. I want to go to Tom in Maryland, who is a retired cop. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you that we have a special on DNA Force. I'm not sure how much longer that's going to last, but it is 25% off our premier product at InfoWarsLife.com. It will sell out pretty quickly. It's something that's very difficult for us to produce, very expensive to produce. So that 25% off is a big savings. It's not going to last much longer. Also, something I haven't talked about today, and that is our Go Smile Sonic Pro Tooth Whitening Toothbrush. And I have a Sonic Pro. I'm going to upgrade to this because this one, besides having the sonic vibration, of course, I got my Sonic Pro years ago because I had a dentist recommend it to me, and it really has been the most effective toothbrush I've ever had. It's just worlds apart. Well, this is a bit different. This has some added features. It's not only got the sonic vibration that vibrates an average of 27,000 times per minute, but it also has a blue wavelength technology that you use with a special gel that helps to whiten your teeth as well as to kill bacteria. Now, Alex's dad has been a practicing dentist for 30 years. He says it's the best tooth whitening system he's seen in his practice. And, of course, you can do this without toxic chemicals or expensive doctor visits. It's a great way to whiten your teeth, to purify your mouth. And right now we have a special as part of the introductory offer, 25% off your second system, your second Go Smile Sonic Pro system, as part of our exclusive listener special at InfoWarsStore.com. So that and the 25% off in, DNA Force at InfoWars Life. Let's go back to our callers right now. Tom in Maryland, go ahead.
Hi, David. If I could firstly extend my condolences to the families of the police that were slain in Baton Rouge.
Yes.
I'd like them to know that your extended family and law enforcement are mourning with you and praying for you.
And I got to say that, you know, even though I'm not a cop, I mean, I hate to see innocent people killed. And this is the situation. These people were innocent people. They have families. This one guy, as I point out, this is the killer was a black Marine. He killed a black man. He killed an ex-Marine, just like him. We focus on the differences instead of what we have in common. And these people had families, a four-month-old, and the other guy had at least had four children. I'm not sure about the third officer who died there. But it is a tragedy, yes.
And, David, it's worth saying, it's important to say that in my entire career, and I've worked not only here stateside, but also overseas, I've never met a police officer who felt good about taking life, regardless of what the circumstances were. Anytime a life is taken in the line of duty, that is something that bothers us deeply.
Now, I would expect that. I mean, only a sick, pathological individual celebrates murdering people. And that's what we've seen out of these people who have been hyped up with the Only Black Lives Matter movement. And it is simply a pathological hatred that is motivating this.
I have witnessed on many, many occasions where the legal bar for using deadly force was clearly met, and officers will do whatever they can to not have to go that route. I've been there myself, and believe me, if police were shooting people every time the legal bar was met to use deadly force, there'd be bodies everywhere. And people should know that. Now, are mistakes made? Sure, they're made. And officers should pay the price, depending on the circumstances. I hate to see media and politicians rush to judgment, though, because that only serves to fuel the flames and put ideas in people's heads that maybe give them ideas. That
I agree. We're out of time. Hang on. We'll come back to you right after the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Yeah, I'll